Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Petrified. This episode, Afternoon Tea in the Castle.
Oh my god. This is ridiculous.
You hurt me once, Dylan. But never again. I'm a different person now. A stronger person. You cheated on me with Paul. My own brother. And I took you back like a fool. You threw my mother down the stairs. Stairs? Oh, down the stairs. Miss. Oh, come on. It's 7:50. Don't look at me like that, Dylan.
Don't look at me like that. No.
Don't look at me like that, Dylan. Maybe. Don't look at me like that, Dylan. You'll make me fall in love again.
Oh, bleh.
I'm going.
I need to get out of this jam just as much as you, pal. I'd actually say even more. Oh, no. Barbara, hi. I have you on speakerphone.
Hi. Why do you have me on speakerphone, Laura? Why aren't you able to answer properly?
Look, don't panic, okay?
Are you still in the car? Oh, God. God, Laura.
I'll make it. I'm only minutes away. Seconds.
How many seconds? A million? This is why you don't book jobs. I can't depend on you. I get you good stuff.
And I'm very grateful. You're a terrific agent.
You always do something ridiculous. You smashed a window.
Accidentally.
I get you in front of the Tim Guthrie and you smash a window.
I needed air. I didn't know the sash was wonky.
Tim Guthrie and Clive Drew. And you're standing there with glass all over the floor and then you attempt to do the scene. Clive Drew has an Oscar, Laura.
It was only for a short film.
Laura, seriously.
I always blow the first reading. But I always get a call back.
And now you're going to be late for an incredible shot.
I am not going to be late.
I'm serious. If you don't get this, we're going to have a conversation about you continuing at CCF.
What if I just get there on time but I don't book the gig?
Good luck.
Ah, no. Ah, please. Traffic, please. Start moving. The corner is just there. If those two cars just pulled back. Okay, Lord, if you can give me 30 seconds with no police looking, I swear I'll never ask for another thing. There's no one on the footpath. Oh, just do it. Do it, Laura. Up on the path. Just ignore them all. Just ignore them all. Right to the corner and turn. Oh my God. The road is empty. I'm gonna bloody make it! Some driving music. Wow. Wow. How now, brown. How now, brown cow. How now. What's this? Bronte and Lane. Jeepers, this is it. Perfect for a horror movie.
This is a love story, isn't it, Dylan? I mean, I gave you everything.
Wow.
No coverage, Dylan. Must be the trees leaning over the road. It's like a little tunnel. Not the most romantic soundtrack. Hey, Dill baby. Gates? Something's up, Dill. This is supposed to be a dance studio. Maybe it's behind the gates. I thought it was a new build. Sure, what do I know, hey? What's this? This must be something.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to get in.
You're late.
Not really. And if you buzz me in, I might just make it.
But what's the password?
My agent didn't say anything about a password.
Oh, you're the actress.
That's me.
What do you look like?
I sent headshots. But you'll see me in a minute, right?
We don't get to see you until the performance. But you like her already, yes? Long red hair, yes? With a white cotton sundress?
No. I'm sorry, I have brown hair. And I wasn't told I needed a costume.
No. That's not good. The actress is supposed to have red hair.
Oh no, Barbara's done it again. She sent Laura Peel to my audition. Laura Peel has red hair. I'm at her gig and she's at mine. I'm Laura Plant. Barbara's mixed us up once before. I'm so sorry. And now I have no idea where my audition is.
It's getting really late.
I'll ring Barbara now and try to sort it out.
But it's so late. The other girl will make it here in time.
Again, I'm really sorry. Imagine how I feel. Look, I'll get back in the car and call Barbara now.
Out of the way. Hello? Hello? Miss?
Yeah?
Can you hear me? Come back.
I'm here.
Please come up to the house. We need an actress very urgently. There's no problem about the mix-up.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the performance is. And I'm missing a very important audition as we speak.
Miss, we need an actress most severely. I can give you €1,000.
What? For what?
It's a tourist group. You can read from a script. It doesn't matter. But they paid for a show and we need an actress. And I will give you €1,000.
And I can hold a script?
Yes. Will you please come up to the house?
Not a problem. Buzz me through. What do you think about that, Dylan? $1,000 for an evening script reading. Laura Peel can have my audition.
I'm Ursula. We just spoke on the intercom and you are a Laura, but not the Laura.
That's me.
Thank you for this so much. I'll let you in on a little secret. We weren't going to pay the other girl this much.
Oh, okay, cool. This house is amazing. Those carvings up there, they look like gargoyles.
They are. Come on in.
You could get lost in here.
It's big, right?
So impressive. All the wall hangings and paintings. It looks so... Hi there.
Oh, Laura, sorry. Don't speak to any of the guests. Don't ruin the illusion.
Sorry. He was staring at me. Very pale man. God love him.
Mm-hmm. Just around here.
I'd never find my way back.
You won't need to. I'll bring you back. This is us.
Cute. Actually, that's a bit flip. It's stunning. I don't think I've ever seen an actual four-poster bed with curtains outside a film.
You can throw your coat and bag down anywhere.
The paintings, though, they're disturbing. Apologies. Is this your house?
No, it's my boss's. I get what you mean with the paintings. They're a series. Follow them around the room. You can see the horde is gaining on the thing they're chasing in each one. That's this house they're emerging from.
What are they chasing?
It doesn't show. The series is called Puella Venari.
Now that I know it's not your house, I really don't like those paintings.
So, Laura, let me explain all, and thank you for this. You've gotten me out of a lot of trouble.
What's the gig?
Tonight is, I suppose you'd call it a commemorative night. The tourists in tonight are a special interest group, travelled from all over to visit the castle on this date especially. At the midpoint of the evening, just after dinner, we have a little stage area in the dining room. You read a little two-hander scene of a historic event that took place in the castle. 10 minutes, if even. They clap, go into the lounge for drinks. You're done. Simple as.
It's a two-hander? So I've a scene partner?
Yes. Dylan. He's in a room down the hall.
Dylan! That's hilarious. I've been talking to him all night.
Sorry?
The scene I was auditioning. The guy in that was called Dylan. That's a mad coincidence.
Well, there's no such thing as coincidences. Everything is planned.
I don't know if this situation is proving your theory.
Everything that's meant to happen, happens. So, I'm just going to get a printout of your script. The costume is here. The white dress, the wedge heels and the sunglasses. That bag too, and this red wig. We got it just in case the first Laura's hair was off colour.
Convincing wig. So, what's the scene?
I'll get you the script now.
But could you give me an idea of the character?
There's her clothes.
Oh, I take it you haven't done any theatre before.
Should we have had food and drinks at the ready in your changing room or?
No, if you could tell me what kind of person she is. What the scene is about?
I think it's best to get the script and we'll work from there.
Okay, but what a mess, Dylan. I'm going to ring Barbara. But what if she drops me because of this? No, she can't, Dylan, my dear. Like, it was her fault. She sent me to the wrong place. If I don't go through with this, she won't let me go. But what if she does? And this is £1,000. Even if it all goes pear-shaped. It's 10 minutes and they're tourists. I can wing it. Doesn't have to be Tim Guthrie worthy.
Laura, I can see you.
Who is that?
Oh, you're not Laura.
Yes, I am.
Well, then you've changed your head since our last rehearsal.
Are you Dylan?
I am.
There's been a mix-up. The girl you were rehearsing with was sent to my audition by our agent and I was given the address that she was meant to go to.
You're just going to hop in. Shut it down. Shut it down. Laura and I really built up a rapport. We investigated our characters. We were working so intensely.
How long have you been rehearsing?
We had a solid hour last week on Skype. Talked it all through. I hadn't had a rehearsal like it.
Have you been in a lot of shows?
A lot of TV. Had a great character arc on Fair City. I was in the bar, had the same seat twice, so you'd really notice me. I was in a really big Hollywood film in Wicklow that hasn't come out yet. I'll say nothing, but it was Ridley Scott. The Wrangler said that we were among the best extras they'd had that week. I played a burn victim. What do you think of the script? It's odd, isn't it?
For this? I haven't seen it yet.
What? Well, I suppose you can share my script.
You'll be holding yours too.
How else would I remember the words, considering?
Dylan, what exactly is the scene about?
A couple of tourists visiting the castle, talking about its history. Has a weird ending.
In what way?
In that they're keeping it secret. That's why they don't mind us reading. We'll only know the ending when we're up there.
That's unusual.
Ursula says it's great for the element of surprise, that it would help us get into character for the twist.
And you're fine with that?
Do you want to see?
Oh, yes, please.
Here. Incredible building, this. When they sent me the address today, I did a little bit of a double take.
Yeah?
Horrible paintings, them.
Well, a Venari, it's a series.
Oh, I know. The Girl Hunt. They're famous enough. This is Belfigur House. The original building was built in the 1600s. Half of it was razed to the ground in the 1700s. Built back up. The landowners were, of course, ne'er-do-wells, as anything with a bit of history goes. Quite the reputations. Carousing, violence, locals being attacked, punished, venaried, I suppose. One of the descendants, Lord Summerisle, was famous for inventing things.
Mm. Yeah.
More effective means of mass slaughter for Catholics, for wars, anything that was going, really.
This grip just stops as it's getting going.
Yeah. How do you find the castle this time of year? And then he grabs his ear.
It's a pretty uneventful scene for tourists to be rushing in and lapping it up. Well, each to their own, said the bishop as he kissed the cow. Do you mind if I get changed?
No.
Oh, on my own, please?
Oh, of course. Will I go into your ensuite?
If it's all right, I'll need the two rooms. I gesture a lot as I change.
I could pop back into mine.
Could you, Dylan? That'd be great.
Oh, Jesus, I don't mind at all.
Your namesake isn't up to much, Dylan, my darling. Dylan? Hello?
To see her. It's bad luck to see the bride before the ceremony and all that.
They were supposed to be getting changed down here.
We could have peeped through the keyhole.
Then we'd know if they were really redheads. How far have you come?
Thousands of miles. I'd have come farther.
Anything to see it.
Anything to see.
This is the new beginning.
What face are you going to wear when you watch?
This one. Or this face. Or maybe, just maybe, this one.
I'm changing!
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to bring you your script.
It's fine, it's fine. There are people next door. It must be some of the tourists. I could hear them saying they wanted to spy on us changing.
They didn't. God, that's shocking. Are you nearly ready?
I'm having some second thoughts, Ursula. This is just an odd situation. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. I don't know the part. I haven't seen the performance space. I haven't rehearsed.
Please, Laura, please. People have travelled a very long way. Please.
Like the perverts who want to see me getting changed?
They're overexcited. This means a lot to them. They are really big fans.
I need to ring Barbara and sort this out. Get Laura one. We'll swap.
No time. Listen, this is me begging you. Begging you. If this performance doesn't go ahead at the exact time it's supposed to, it will literally be my head delivered on a silver platter.
Well.
Are you still not dressed?
Dylan, sorry, could you both please give me a minute to get changed?
So you'll...
Yes, Ursula, I'll be out in a minute. Oh, Dylan, my one true love. This feels so iffy. But what was I supposed to say to her? She was... begging. I'm too nice. Well, deal, baby. Here it goes. Look at the new me. God, this wig really transforms me. So, goodbye, Laura. Hello. What's her name? Oh, yeah. Woman. Stunning script writing there. Okay. I am woman. Nice to meet you. Jack, is it? I'm woman. Hello, I'd like to make a reservation for 8. If you could book it under woman, no second name. And center, centering, centered.
Laura! Wow, you look so different, Laura.
I'm woman.
I knew that from when I first saw you.
And you are man.
Is that wig very tight?
Dylan, it's our names in the script. I'm trying to inhabit the character.
Oh, that's a good idea. How do I do that?
Okay. Close your eyes.
Oh, brilliant. This is right up my street.
And imagine your consciousness, well, your spirit getting smaller and smaller. All the things that make you, you. Smaller. It's the size of a child now, and your adult size shell, too big for it. Smaller again. It's the size of a pearl. Tuck it in behind your heart. Now, see the big empty shell? We have to fill it up. Here comes your new character. They're the size of a pearl too. Let them grow. All their knowledge, their history. They're filling you. Look at their hands slide into the shell of your arms, filling them up like a glove, their feet sliding down your legs like a boot. Their skin touches the inside of your skin shell. No room now. Airtight. Open your eyes.
Ursula.
I didn't want to disturb you both. That was fantastic. Making room for someone else to come in. I'm a fan. Are you ready? Look, excuse me. Woman and man.
As we'll ever be. After you, darling.
Thank you, my love. Excuse me, miss?
Yes?
Is there somewhere we can wait?
But I'm bringing you into the room now.
Where is the cafe?
There is no...
Is there somewhere where we can have our lunch then?
Good work, Dill baby.
Oh, yes. I get it now. Very good. You can wait just through here. If you'll follow me, please. You can use this table here.
I think we've accidentally missed the tour bus. Are the scripts on the table?
Yes.
Take a picture of the lawns, darling. We can show it to the kids.
I can't believe the tour bus left without us.
Well, you were an awfully long time in the bathroom.
Needs must. I wonder, do they have a phone we can use?
What's the point in that? The company can't contact the coach driver until he gets back to base. It's... it is 1988 after all.
We'd better settle in for the long haul, so... We'll have to contact the B&B.
They can order us a taxi here, I'm sure.
That'll cost a fortune. About 50 quid. And that's still in pounds, considering the date.
We can't walk. You have a bad leg.
I can roll.
It's very dark in here for reading.
It's the afternoon, love.
Oh, yes.
Trisha did say we should have splashed out and gone to Spain.
That girl always has something to say.
Her school report was shocking.
Love, we're on holidays. Can we not talk about home for 5 minutes, please?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to snap.
It's all right. Did you see that crew down the back of the coach? I think they had a bag of cans. They're probably well plastered by now. Maybe this is a small mercy. The last thing you'd want is to be trapped on a tour bus with a load of drunken singing tourists.
We're tourists.
Yes, but we're from here. Holidaying in Ireland doesn't feel like a holiday. Knowing if we put our minds to it, we could walk home.
You could.
Okay, roll home. This house, though. At least Leap Castle was creepy. This just seems like nothing. The tour didn't even mention the gory stuff.
A rip-off, that tour. Couldn't go into most of the rooms.
Better keep our voices down in case they hear us.
That pale woman and that smelly old man. Who cares?
God, she was so pale. What did she say her name was again? Something unusual. Unusual. It's on the tip of my tongue.
He looked close to death.
He perked up when he saw you.
Saw us? Funny that. Like he'd been waiting to see us for years.
Actually excited. Like he was in the desert and we just turned up with a glass of water.
What didn't it say?
Hmm?
The tour. What's in your book that it didn't say?
Hold on.
Belphegor House. Belphegor House. Does that mean something?
In relation to the house, I'm not sure. But Belphegor is, let's see, is one of the seven princes of hell.
Where did you get that book? Haunted Era.
Charity shop. 50 pence.
Bargain.
Belphegor seduced people by inspiring them to invent things. Discoveries that would make them rich or give them power. Give them bizarre ideas.
So a prince of hell inspired the name of this castle? Which is creepy. Go on.
It was originally owned by an Irish family, and then Cromwell popped over from England with his lot to take land from the Catholics. Adrian Summer Isle, the English lord who was given the house, he wasn't initially a major player. Rumours he happily left England, that he was mixing with religions that weren't Protestantism. There were rituals, etc. But when you're rich, you get away with anything. So he was rich, and then he got even richer. Apparently, he invented bizarre machines that enabled mass slaughter. Sold the plans on, but not just to the English, to countries around the world. And I quote, "Big, unwieldy, rolling machines of metal and spike that promised to tangle and crush, flay and wrench. The plan seemed sound, but when the slavering armies attempted to assemble the infernal machines, there were instructions that couldn't be followed. Words that didn't exist. Math that hadn't been seen before." Huh. Thank God, right?
So, that's suggesting the devil.
No, the devil. A prince.
A prince gave him the idea for the machines and made him richer.
And more powerful and more respected.
So he named the house after his benefactor. That would have been good on the tour.
She was nice. The unusual woman. Very friendly.
You're a better tour guide. Any more on the Summer Isle fella?
Not Adrian. His sons?
These things never mention the wives.
Apparently there weren't any.
Then how were their sons? How did the line continue? Where were the women?
None of the other family members seemed to amount to much. One of the sons made a bit of a splash as an artist. A series of paintings called... I can't read that. What does it say?
Puella Venari.
Wonder what that means. The line dwindled over the generations.
Say it was a gift that old Belphegor gave Adrian to invent those infernal machines. It's never actually a gift, though.
How do you mean?
It's usually a bargain. With that lot downstairs. What did he promise back?
What did they ever promise?
Perhaps he didn't bargain with his own.
Uh-oh. Think I felt rain.
Crap. They'll have to let us in the castle.
Ask her now. Look, she's over there.
Who? The pale woman? Has she been sat there the whole time watching us?
I think so. Has she heard everything we've said?
Oh, look. She's coming over. Quick.
What?
Think of something inane. Quick.
Were you motioning towards me?
Yes. No. How do you find the castle at this time of year?
I'm sorry?
Oh, someone's carved something into your table. Ego voluntaris. Ah! 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 My ear! Jesus!
Dylan, are you okay?
The pain. Oh, the pain! It feels like my ear's exploded.
Are you all right, sir?
I can't. Oh, God!
Do you need to stop?
They're all looking. No, it's... Oh. Ursula, do you have the rest of the script?
Here you go.
Dylan, do you need assistance?
Shh! No! Just keep going, keep going!
Okay, darling, are you all right? What's wrong with your ear?
That's in the...
That's in the script?
Please stay in character.
I need to stand up.
Can you get some help?
Look at the script.
What? Can you... You get some help from my husband? What's going on?
Of course. I'll be right back.
Here, can you get up?
There's something under the table.
Dylan?
There's something under the table.
There's not.
It's in the script.
It's a tape recorder. They've been recording everything we say. Why?
This is so embarrassing. I think I'm going to be sick.
This is... Oh, stop it. Turn on the lights. We're done. What is wrong with you all? Do something. Ursula.
That's the name. The woman's name. That was on the tip of your tongue.
Why are you still reading the script?
It's black.
Dylan, stand up. Come on. We're leaving. Oh, your ear. The veins around it are black.
I can hear so much better. I can hear your heart.
In case you're all stupid, this is not part of the show. There's something wrong with this man.
I can feel it stretching towards my eyes.
Feel what? What is it? Ow! You're hurting me.
Sit back down, my love. The lady is getting help.
Are you still reading from the script?
I think it was because I said those words.
What do you mean?
Because I said those words carved into the table.
Stop pulling at me!
Did I pronounce them properly?
I don't know.
Will you read them for me?
Those Latin-looking words?
Yes. The ones that are on the table.
The ones that are written into the script. The woman's next line.
That's it.
No! No, I won't read them! I'm not saying those words!
You're an actress! You need to say what's in the script.
I'm going. The show is over.
You can't disappoint your audience. Look, they've travelled from all over.
Yeah, well, tourists should get used to being disappointed in Ireland.
They're not tourists. They're summer isles. They all come home for this very special night when Belphegor is repaid for everything he's done for the Summer Isle men.
Repaid how?
Please read your script, woman.
One thing you should know about me, Ursula. I always blow the first reading.
It's a big house, Laura. Now, sir, are you able to stand? Are you completed? Every prince needs a princess. Puella Venari. Go get her, Dill baby.
Afternoon Tea in the Castle was written and directed by Peter Dunn. It was edited and produced by Liam Geraghty. It starred Margaret McAuliffe, Dunica O'Dea, Michelle McMahon, Andy Crow, Laura Shannon-Jones, Dara McMahon, and Paul Gogarty. You can keep updated with all things Petrified on Twitter and Instagram at petrified_pod. Petrified is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.